Seven. David, you've called in from Deep Kloof. Hello, David.
Africa.
Good morning.
Morning. The government laid a regulation to say the funeral, it has to be 50 people.
Yes.
Close relatives, friends, stepdaughter, they put it in writing. And then if they can say that to us, they must apply it. Before they pronounced that, they knew that the prime minister will die, the president will die. How did they say that when they know that there will be an exception? There was a wedding in KZN. They arrested the bride in the wedding, the police, because there was it was a gathering. They just came with a paper and say it says it's no gathering. If it says 50, it says 50. If they understand the culture and the icon, recently we had Zinzi's funeral. It was the same thing. They were expecting this. Why didn't they follow the rule? Fikile Mbalula, every time when he talks to the taxi association, he's crowded. There's no social distance. I went to bury my father, my uncle in KZN. I was given a paper. We couldn't fetch my uncle's body on Friday. The body came at 9 o'clock. We had not to open the body. The body he didn't die of COVID. He was 82. He didn't die of COVID. They refused us to get the body on Friday. How did they get the body on Friday? My uncle he taught me how to grow up. He gave me food parcel. I used to plant with my uncle. He used to give me sugar. I'm a man because of my uncle. But I couldn't see my uncle on the funeral. And here is the struggle I call. When the ANC was not there, there were no food parcel. There were no grant. My uncle gave me food. I am what I am because of my uncle, but I couldn't bury my uncle in decent. Finally, they've given a grant of 350. I'm asking the media to go to the post office and see the social distance there. The police are passing that queue. We can't even park our car. There is a queue that is taking the parking lot. The government can see that. But when we want to go to the funeral to bury our loved one, we are told of 50, a social distance. Right in front, in the mall, here in Deep Kloof Mall, go to the post office and see if there is a social distance there. I'm very upset. I don't care who it is. I'm not disputing that Mlangeni is an icon. They knew that they are icons. They knew that they are president. They knew that they are MECs. They knew that they are premiers. What were they thinking when they say 50? What were they thinking when they arrested a person at the wedding? I understand the wedding. I cannot argue that. But the funeral is something else. Right now, my friend in Durban, Cyril Mbonga, he was a singer. He used to accommodate me when I go to Rancombe. I couldn't bury him last week Thursday. I couldn't go to him because I'm not a close relative. Here is somebody who helped me, who supported me to run Combre. I couldn't go and bury my friend Siri.
Sure, David. Firstly, condolences.
I'm very upset. Right now, my cousin was shot 5 times in Dempe and Gwandenezi. If you can read the Zulu paper. He was a pastor. He was shot 5 times. He will be buried on Saturday. I can't go to that funeral. When I go, I will be arrested along the way. I've got a car. I can drive down today. I'm feeling like I can drive down tomorrow and go to that funeral. If I die, I die. If Corona can see that it's Fikile Mbalula who's burying Andrew Mlangeni, so he cannot be infected. So I will not be infected if I go and bury my cousin in Durban. He was shot 5 times, and there's no one arrested. Where is the police? It's this week. You can read it on the paper. 5 times in his house. Quarantine in his house with the kids. He was shot five times. I can't go to the funeral. And here people are telling us of the exception. What exception? What exception? You pay people 350. You refuse people to go and work. You look at people standing in a queue for 5 hours. You don't want them to go and wash their car and earn money. What kind of a government is that? They're telling people to beg. They want us to beg. They don't want us to support ourselves. My uncle taught me how to farm. I was looking after the cattle. He was paying me for it. He was giving me that. I was being like begging. That's why I'm not begging today. But the government is telling us to go and queue 50 for 350 at the post office. Go to the post office right now and see this government is telling people to wait for 350. What are you going to buy with 350? I can ask someone to come and wash my car and pay him 100 rand. He goes next door, he washes the car, he pays 100 rand. But the government is telling people to go and queue for 350. And we are quiet. And we say, South Africans are funny. I better be funny. They must arrest those people. If they don't arrest them, they must not arrest me tomorrow if I'm not wearing a mask. And they mustn't tell me it's a law.
David, there are no words I could find to bring any comfort to you. To be surrounded with so much death in such a short amount of time and not being given the space to honor the people who have so affected you in your life in the way that you want to is understandably upsetting and frustrating. All I can do is plead with you. Please do not get into that car and drive to KwaZulu-Natal because you will get arrested. Number one. Number two, the reason why there is a limit on the number of people who can attend a funeral is because this government and this country is trying to do whatever it can to ensure that we limit the spread of coronavirus. Whether 50 is the accurate number or not, I'm not sure. Scientists came up with that number. That number informed the regulations that government has regulated, and we are now have to adhere to those regulations. Funerals, particularly in the Eastern Cape and in KwaZulu-Natal, and now we're seeing increasingly in Gauteng, are the source of the super spreading of coronavirus. The numbers of people who are reporting positive with COVID-19 every day in this country is staggering. And so we need to do everything we can to make sure that we limit and stem, really, the spread of COVID-19. And unfortunately, for the moment, it includes you not being able to go and bury someone so close to you. I think the people who went to Andrew Mlangeni's funeral yesterday should be made an example of. If for no other reason, David, for exactly the reasons you've indicated, you have not been able to bury people who are close to you because you were being a responsible South African in adhering to the rules and regulations. And so to have someone else not adhere to the same rules and regulations, it hurts in the way and the manner that it has hurt you. This ANC-led government will have no choice but to make sure that those people are arrested and that the criminal justice system follows procedure in that process. If nothing else, let's see them to be doing something, is my opinion. Once again, condolences on all your losses, David. Thank you for your call.